welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Tates. We're really glad to have you here today joining us for another podcast to learn how to create your own definition of success and how to use your personal superpowers to get there in a sustainable and fulfilling way. So today I want to talk a little bit more about what I mean when I talk about superpowers. So my belief is that we all have innate strengths that are unique and powerful if we can find a way to maximize those. Because the problem is most of us spend our time trying to emulate someone else, right? We look to someone else's superpowers, to their strengths, to who they've become and who they are and how they show up. And we try to create that in ourselves. Or even worse, we try to do that to our employees in our business. We try to make them have the same strengths as we do. And when I coach clients, I really want them to dig deep and understand their own superpowers, because the power in knowing what you bring to the table that is unique and different than someone else is really how you start to create high performance around you. And that high performance can come from your team, within your business, within your organization, and it can even come from people around you in the community, your community groups. You know, as a soccer coach, you know, your ability to know where your strengths are and to be able to figure out how to maximize those to bring the strengths out in other people is a very, very powerful concept. So to be able to find those things and realize that we all bring something different to the table. And true leadership, whether it's personally or professionally, leading people towards something else, towards doing more than they thought was possible, the way to do that in a super authentic way is to know your own strengths. So today we're gonna talk about that a little bit. So oftentimes I get asked, when I'm doing sessions or workshops, you know, I'm talking about people's superpowers and I get the blank stare from people, and they really truly don't know what it is that they bring to the table that's different than what other people bring to the table. My goal is to guide them through the process to help them understand what those things are. So usually I start by sharing my superpowers. So today I want to share a couple of my superpowers with you. My first superpower is that I'm a maximizer. And what that really means is that I'm able to see people's strengths quickly, and I can assess what seat they should be in, how we can maximize those strengths to make them the most engaged, to give us the best results in whatever we're trying to work towards, for the maximum benefit of them, the company, the soccer team, whatever it might be. I have an ability to really create high performance by leveraging people's strengths and knowing how to use them. My second strength is empathy, and my ability to easily put myself in someone else's shoes, in someone else's seat, to say, the decisions we're making, the changes we're making, how is that going to be perceived? How is that going to impact someone else within the organization or outside of the organization? And I'm able to really look at that and say, there's other things we should consider here before we make this decision. And what it's taken me years to realize is that empathy is not sympathy. And sympathy means you feel for someone, you feel for what they're going through. Empathy is you have an ability to look at the world from their point of view and understand why they might be feeling the way they're feeling. So it's very different. And I share these strengths not to brag about what I'm good at, but to show you that it's taken me years to figure out that I have a unique set of strengths. And then it's taken me years beyond that to actually be able to talk about them without feeling arrogant. And so many of us have been accustomed to not speaking about ourselves, not talking about what you're good at, because it's bragging. I got this just this week from my 11-year-old, where I told him after a soccer game, I said, wow, you, the practice you're putting in, you are really good. You're getting really good. And I can tell it's from the practice that you've been putting in, and you shouldn't, you know, it should be something you celebrate. And he turned to me in the car and said, Mom, if I celebrate it, that's bragging. And it caught me off guard a little bit, because while I love the fact that he isn't a braggart, right? He doesn't go out there and have a big head and talk about how great he is. At the same time, it broke my heart a little bit that he doesn't feel like he can talk about his strengths because it might make someone else feel bad if they don't have that same strength. And so I can see both sides on this subject, but what I've realized in my career and in the people that I've coached is oftentimes they have a sense for what their strengths are, but they don't talk about them. It feels arrogant for us to talk about those strengths. And I want to break down that barrier. I want people to be saying what their strengths are because when we talk about it, I think it opens up a dialogue for other people to say, I agree, that is a strength of yours, and here's the strength that I think I bring to the table. Because our whole goal as leaders in our communities, in our businesses, is that we better be finding people around us that have strengths that aren't the same as ours. In a future podcast that I'm going to be bringing on someone that is kind of an expert in talent development and really people, right? The science of people. And she's going to be talking to us about kind of throughout your life, you know, evaluating the people that are around you, the people that are in your circle. And those people may have to evolve as we evolve. And one of the great things that we're going to talk about in that future podcast is you have to build a team of people that have different superpowers than you. If you are building a team of people that have the exact same skills, the exact same experience and superpowers as you do, you're going to limit how far you can go personally, because you're not necessarily going to be able to learn from each other. So your goal should always be to know who you are, know your own superpowers, and then build a team of people around you that have diverse strengths than you, and figure out a way to maximize those strengths. One other thing that I think understanding your superpowers really does is it creates a different connection from you to others in your circle, in your community, in your business, because it allows you to be vulnerable. And I use the word vulnerability a lot when I'm coaching leaders and I'm helping them to kind of move to the next level in their leadership, because to be a really great leader, to lead people and actually have them want to follow you, you have to be vulnerable. And vulnerability does not mean I have to sit here and cry with you, which I laugh a little bit because people think that's what vulnerability is being in touch with your emotions. While it can be that, it's much more. Vulnerability means you're okay being who you are all the time. You're okay admitting where your limitations might be with anyone. You're okay talking about those areas that are weaknesses for you and being able to share with other people and recognize other people that complement you in that way. That's really what being vulnerable is. And it's not necessarily enough to care about people that work for you or care about people that are around you. You have to care about them, but you also have to be vulnerable with them. For them to really trust you, which is what vulnerability is all about, you have to be yourself and be very, very open about who you are and what your strengths or superpowers are. You know, there's a quote that's always guided me in business that I think about a lot when I think about vulnerability. And it's that people don't care what you do. They care why you do it. They care why you choose to do what you do. Not how you're going to get there or exactly what you're going to do. Is people are drawn to your why. And so it's important for you to be vulnerable and open with what your why is. So we talk about trust, and trust is one of those things that I think is such a foundational element to life, to not just business, but in our personal lives. And I'm going to do an entire podcast on trust in the future because I feel so passionate about it. But in today's podcast, I want to talk about your superpowers and how your superpowers can translate to trust. The best leaders do two things. They invite us and they challenge us, and they do it in their own unique way. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what this invite and challenge actually means. Probably something I could do in a podcast in the future, and maybe I will. But today I want to just explain this to you because I think it's important for you to know how you can use your superpowers in this invite and challenge space to really get the most out of the people around you. So when you think about the invite and challenge, the best teacher, coach, mentor, or manager that you've ever had, right? When I ask an audience about, you know, I want you to just think about who that person that pops into your head is when I say name your best teacher, coach, manager, mentor. Someone always gets a smile on their face, you know, you see they kind of relax a little bit. And you know they're thinking about that person. And what I tell them is the reason that that person popped into your head is because they did two things for you. They invited you and they challenged you. And what that really means is when a great mentor or manager or coach invites you, it means they invite you to be more than you think you can be. They invite you to learn. They share their experiences, their successes and failures, and they guide you and give you confidence that you can do great things. One thing I always remember with my employees and with people that I work with is that people need you to believe in them before they believe in them. Belief is something that's built through experience and confidence. And oftentimes when we're stepping into a new role or we're doing something we haven't done before, we don't have that confidence right out of the gate, and we can't expect someone to have that. But when we believe in them, we elevate them, and we tell them, we know you can do this. That gives them belief before they have belief. And that's really what a coach and a mentor does for us. And the second thing that they do is they not only invite us, because if they just invite us, they're just our cheerleader, but they also challenge us, meaning they push us to get a little uncomfortable. They push us to do something different. They push us to do something new that we maybe wouldn't do on our own. And it's important for them to both have that invite and that challenge component. And when a coach or a mentor does that for us, they are building trust, because trust is the foundation of everything we do. So regardless of what your superpowers are, your job is to use those superpowers authentically to build trust and to invite and challenge people around you to do more than they think they can do. So I get the question a lot, if I don't have maybe strategic superpowers, that's not one of the things I'm really good at, but I feel like I need that in my job, or I need to have empathy because I work with employees and they're constantly looking at, I think I need these other things I don't have. What I remind them of is, what if you took the things you do have and used some of these common themes I'm talking about with inviting and challenging and building trust and being authentic, which are not superpowers. Those are additional strengths that you can build alongside your superpowers. And those paired together with your superpowers can present and create amazing results. So for today, that's what I want you to really think about. I want you to deep dive and do some thinking around your own superpowers. And then once you start to understand them, I want you to start talking about them. Start with your spouse, right? Start with someplace safe. Start with a colleague that you trust. I want you to start talking about what your superpowers, what your strengths are with them, and get confident in talking about them. And then I want you to start figuring out ways, even small ways, to start maximizing those superpowers in everything you do. Whether it's on the soccer field with a soccer team that you're coaching, whether it's in the boardroom with your executive team or your employees or your boss, how can you start small and start utilizing those superpowers more and more every day to build trust and to build a really authentic brand that people know who you are and they know how you're going to show up every day? And so I challenge you to stop worrying about other people's strengths and stop worrying about other people's superpowers and what they do really well, and start focusing on your own. So as always, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening, and I always hope that there's something small, a small nugget that you're able to take from these podcasts and start changing the way you think about your success and start redefining how you look at success for yourself. And remember, the best way to know when I drop one of these new podcasts out there is to subscribe. So make sure and hit that subscribe button. And if these podcasts are resonating for you, I would love for you to leave a rating and for you to leave a comment about what you love, what you've learned, and what impact it's had on you, because that's why I'm doing this, is I'm bringing those thoughts, those experiences, those amazing people in my network to you to help you define your own success and to help you really get unstuck and move forward and change your mindset around what your future could hold. So thanks for joining today, and we'll see you on the next Superpower Success Podcast.